This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. John Bison won one of the closest races for State House 2 years ago. The Republican took 51% of the vote in the 62nd district in 2014. He's now running for re-election in the State House district that includes the cities of Battle Creek and Albion, as well as several townships in Calhoun County. John Bison, thank you very much for being here.
Gordon, it's great to be with you again. Thank you so much for the invitation to join you today.
Please reintroduce yourself to the audience. Tell us about yourself.
Well, as you know, Gordon, I am a longstanding doctor in the Calhoun County area. I have practiced with Joe Schwartz for a number of years. There was a time 27 years ago now when he tracked me down when I was serving in the military in Southeast Asia, and he said that he needed someone to help watch his medical office as he went off and did many of the things in the Senate. At that time, I came to visit him and was impressed with the community, brought my family back, and raised my family here. And of my four children, two of them have decided to return to Calhoun County, and two of them are elsewhere throughout the county. But I have been a longstanding physician here in the Battle Creek community, have not been terribly politically active until just recently. And so if you're looking for a professional politician, I'm afraid I don't quite fit that quality. You know, I don't fit that classification. I've been there in Lansing now for 2 years, looking to go back to Lansing.
And if you do go back to Lansing, what would you hope to accomplish in those next 2 years?
One of the reasons that I gave up, for the most part, my medical practice was so that we could transform healthcare. Healthcare is my background. A few years back, I think I may have told you the story of how I was president of the State Medical Society, and that allowed me to walk into legislative offices and say, I represent 17,000 Michigan physicians. I thought that that would allow some of the legislators to say, well, maybe this person knows a little bit about healthcare. But the answer I got back most often in most of the offices was, well, this is all fine and good, but let me check with Roger and I'll get back with you on whatever the topic was of the day. Roger, of course, was Roger Kahn. He was a cardiologist. He was chair of appropriations in the Senate. He was one of theirs, and it became very, very obvious to me that if we wanted to make changes in healthcare, that I wouldn't be able to come in as a visitor, as being perceived as a lobbyist, in order to change healthcare. If I wanted to change the system, I would have to go there, roll up my sleeves, and do the work. And so that's what we have done for the last 2 years. We have done the work, and I feel that our healthcare system is something that desperately needs change. That right now we are spending at the federal level $1 trillion more than we have every year. We have a federal deficit of $19 trillion now. And I don't know how many dollars even $1 trillion is. It, you know, they talk about stacking dollar bills to the moon and back when you talk about how much $1 trillion is. And now we have, what, $19 trillion in a federal deficit? We spend about $3 trillion on our Medicare and Medicaid programs. And, you know, we can't afford it. We are spending the legacies of our children and our grandchildren. And we need to do better in healthcare. And I believe that I have the expertise to help with that transition.
So is there something you've done in the last 2 years you can point to that has helped Michigan's healthcare system?
I can't point to something in the last 2 years. We have introduced a biosimilars bill that got stuck over on the Senate side.
What is that?
Biosimilars is like a generic for the new biologic agents. Many of the new drugs that are coming out these days are drugs that are made by living cells, be they bacterial, viral, human, but even insulin is now being transformed into something that previously may have come from manufacturing to something that is being produced by living agents. We see that these new drugs are life-changing in many cases, but by the same token, they are excessively expensive. You could spend anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000 a month on these new biologic agents. Biosimilars are medications that are similar to the original biologic drug with many of the same effects, and we need to be able to utilize them in helping to control the costs of healthcare.
So what would you do more broadly on the state level? Probably the area where the state can have the greatest influence on healthcare is in Medicaid. So what changes would you make there?
I think in our Medicaid program, we need to have pilot programs to see what works. One of the things that perhaps distresses me is the fact that we spend 40% of our entire budget, 40% of every dollar this state spends is on our Medicaid system. And, you know, on December 31st, I take a look and see what that $25 billion has gotten us. And I see a population that is not any healthier, that isn't any thinner, isn't any more active, doesn't have their blood pressure under any better control than it did a year previously. And the rates of diabetes are up. Obesity in our children is just as bad or increasing, according to the governor's dashboard that he has. There are just a lot of medical problems that even though we throw a ton of money at the Medicare program, we don't get to being a healthier state. And what we need to do is we need to transform to become that healthier state. We need pilot programs, Gordon.
I want to read something from your website. It says, cuts to our public safety threaten to lengthen emergency response times and pull police off our neighborhood streets. Our firefighters, law enforcement, and emergency personnel should have the funding they need to keep our communities and our families safe. And I just imagine right now that if I had some mayors and township officials here in the studio, they would say, that sounds great, Representative Bison. When can we see more local revenue sharing dollars so we can make sure that we have enough police and emergency responders to bring response times down?
That's an excellent question, Gordon. Thank you very much for asking that. You know, there are only so many dollars available in Lansing. And, you know, when you spend 40% of your entire budget on healthcare, I would argue that there are lots of dollars there that we can use better, especially when I experience the frustration of not getting to the place where we need to be in healthcare. You know, if we didn't spend so much money on healthcare, we would have money for revenue sharing. We'd have more money for education. We'd have more money for roads. We'd have more money for all the other portions of our budget. And it all depends on how you prioritize those dollars. And I would argue that we need to do things better. We need to do corrections better. We need to do education better. And when we get down to better policy, we will be doing things better as a state. And that's not that we haven't done things better, because you take a look at our economy in Michigan, and it is at a 15-year low in unemployment. If you take a look at where we were 6 years ago, middle of recession, with unemployment being, what, 14.5%, 15%, Michigan being one of the worst states in the nation, and look at where we are now with our rates being below the national average. And if you take a look at Kalamazoo and Calhoun counties, doing very well also compared to not only the national average, but the state of Michigan, I would say that they must have done some things right.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans, speaking with John Bison. He's the state representative for the 62nd State House District, which includes the cities of Battle Creek and Albion, as well as several townships in Calhoun County. Albion is one of the areas which has seen school consolidation come home. Their district is now basically been closed down. Students are going to Marshall instead. Going forward, what is the right way for the state to manage school closings, or perhaps to either encourage or discourage districts to close down?
I think there are incentives, and Marshall and Albion took advantage of those incentives that the state already has out there for the consolidation of school districts. Nobody likes seeing their school district closed or consolidated. when we talk about the Marshall Albion schools, as I like to refer to those schools, because now it's a combination of communities. It's not like Albion has completely lost its schools, but now they're governed from a little bit further away. And this is a model that was used previously in Buena Vista. This is a model that has been used previously in Inkster. And in all of those cases, the students are now going to better schools than they did originally. And I think that that is the right model moving forward. That's what is typically required under state law, that if you have such financial difficulties that you are considered to be insolvent or in risk of insolvent, if you cannot provide that quality program based upon the fiscal constraints that you have, then that consolidation is encouraged. And if it isn't done voluntarily, oftentimes the state will step in through the Department of Education and do that consolidation for you.
And I guess that's my question is, when do you think that the threshold is crossed? You know, Albion, there was a vote, and the people there decided that they would, you know, move forward with consolidation.
It was an amazing vote. It was 75-80%. There was not just a majority. There was near consensus that this was the way that we needed to go.
But if a community doesn't vote that way, if there is resistance, where is that line, I guess, in your mind, that gets crossed where you think it's appropriate for the state to say, sorry, but this school district will have to close down?
This has to be all about the kids, Gordon. It can't be about bricks and mortar. It can't be about teachers. It can't be about the football team. It can't be about administration. And we need to get those kids into good systems. And if the schools that are providing services to these systems are not good, then they deserve to be closed down. And I think that you'll see that the state has made a major effort in trying to move in that direction here over the previous years by requiring that if you're on that list of lowest performing schools for 3 years in a row, then that's going to give you incentive to close. If you can't afford to fund your schools, that's going to give you incentives to close. And we have those incentives out there. If the people say we don't want those incentives, then in state law, the requirements are that the school board say that the district is insolvent. And if it decides that the district is insolvent, it comes upon the director of the independent school system to say, this is how we are going to take care of this problem. And he needs to come up with a plan to get those kids into good schools.
The state legislature passed a law, Governor Snyder signed it, that was going to remove the straight ticket option from ballots in November, but a federal judge overruled that. And so we will still be able to vote straight ticket in Michigan if we wish to. Is that a good thing?
In many ways, I would love to have a system where you could vote at your leisure, when you wanted to, and get a chance to really know who all of the candidates on the ballot are. And I am not for long lines. I would hate to see us disenfranchise voters. I think that voting is a necessary right of all of our people here in the state of Michigan.
So what about no reason absentee balloting? Wouldn't that provide part of what you're talking about, that you could take the ballot home, you could study it, you could Google candidates as you're going along, and more or less set up what you're talking about there, the time to examine each race?
And that's exactly what I would be very, very supportive of. I believe our last two secretaries of state have stated that they would be in favor of no reason absentee voting. I think it's an area that we have to move to in order to make this easy for our people so that they can really explore at their leisure the various candidates and make informed choices. And I think that it's incumbent upon our constituencies to make those informed choices.
John Bison, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
John Bison is the state representative for the 62nd State House District. He's running for re-election in the district, which includes the cities of Battle Creek and Albion, as well as several townships in Calhoun County. An interview has been scheduled with the Democratic candidate in the 62nd district, Jim Hodzma. That is set to run on Thursday's program. An interview with the Libertarian candidate in the 62nd district, Michelle Gregory, aired in September. A link can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.